Okay, wait a minute. Okay, everybody, Patriot Pastor Garrett Lear now to speak for about the next 15 minutes. So enjoy, he has a very good message.
We will have no other king but King Jesus. I make that declaration to you here on this green, and I want to remind you that throughout colonial New England, these common areas, they were called common areas because this is where the people came out actually to worship the Lord, to hear the reading of God's word, to hear the preaching of the gospel, to consider things were happening in the community. So we are actually using this green for the purpose for which it was set aside. Now I'm going to read a passage of scripture to you. If you have a Bible handy, turn with me if you would to the gospel according to John. John chapter 10. I'm reading from the King James translation. As you can be sure that our colonial forefathers, they read from King James or from the Geneva Bible. Many of them, of course, were also fluent in some of the ancient biblical languages of Latin, Greek, studied Hebrew and things of that nature. So they, contrary to public political correctness, and by the way, the Patriot Pastor is not politically correct, and the Patriot Pastor isn't here to sell you anything. I'm here to declare to you what's happened to me. I became a born-again Christian. I was saved. The Lord saved me. I wasn't saved by America. As much as I love my native land, I wasn't saved by religion. I wasn't saved by church. And I believe the Bible is God's word, regardless of whether people believe that it's God's word or not. And I want to declare to you, I believe that the Bible is God's word. And I read it every day. So from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father am one. Now you may notice that Jesus actually repeated more or less the same phrase, if you will, in verse 28 and 29 when he said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The question is, what are you afraid of? When Jesus says no man and no power of hell or darkness, and I'm adding that in if you'll permit me to explain it that way, can take a sheep of the Lord, somebody who's a believer in Jesus Christ, somebody who's born again, somebody who's following Christ, no power of hell or darkness can pluck you out of Jesus' hand. But if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you've not committed your way to Him, and I'm trying not to use religious language here, I'm trying to just use the wonderful language of just a Christian testimony. And by the way, isn't it wonderful that the sun has now come out? We read the Word of God and the sun is shining on us. And I know all you folks here in Newport are well educated, are edumacated, however you want to put that, and you know how to spell. Sunshine is spelled S-O-N-S-H-I-N-E. And by the way, how do you spell Sunday? S-O-N-D-A-Y, right? I had an experience in January where, let's just say that there was a trial, so to speak, that could have plucked me out of the hands of the Lord. January 18th at 3 p.m., I went off a country road into a ditch and hit a tree and broke my neck in three places and messed up my back in a couple of other places. I won't give you all the gory details. I sat there for a moment and I thought, and before that happened, as I was spinning out of control, I was trying to avoid missing a badly behaved group of young people in a car who were drinking liquor and smoking joints. I could see them do it. I chose to avoid them, even though that meant putting me in harm. I said, "Jesus, help me! Jesus, help me! Jesus, help me!" That's all I could say. You know, when you're in a tight position like that, you don't come up with a whole theological statement. You just say something simple like, "Jesus, help me! Jesus, help me!" So I sat there thinking, I must be dead. This must be heaven. And I looked around and I said, this ain't heaven. This is Brookfield. So the Lord chose not to take me home and give me a great opportunity to witness to a lot of people. And they were wondering why I was joyous, why I was happy, why I was thankful, why I was praising the Lord in the midst of all that. And I said, because I am in the hand of the Lord, and no power of hell or darkness, no man, no calamity, no car wreck, nothing can pluck me out of the hand of my Savior. And I'm not going to use my free will to walk away from Him. I'm going to stay right in the middle of His will. And as we talk about will, and the Patriot pastor goes across the country representing Jesus and the Word of God in our true American history, I want to read to you a will. And it's dated 1686. Now, I know some of you probably are sitting there, well, who cares what happened in 1686? When you hear this, you'll understand why I'm reading it to you, because it's actually the will of my 24th great-grandmother, whose name was Elizabeth Tilly Howland. She was a Mayflower descendant. So for all of you that are believing the revisionist historians that tell you America was not founded on the Bible and Christ, that is a lie from hell. Yeah, that's right. America was founded by Christians on the Word of God. Did they get everything right? Well, of course not. Any more than I get everything right, or anyone else out there gets everything right. But this is what they stood for. In ye name of God, remember this is 17th century English, in ye name of God, amen. That's a good way to start a will. I, Elizabeth Howland, of Swansea, in ye county of Bristol, in ye colony of Plymouth, in New England, being 79 years of age, but of good and perfect memory, thanks be to Almighty God, and calling to remembrance ye uncertain estate of this transitory life, and that all flesh must yield unto death, when it shall please God to call, do make, constitute, and ordain and declare this, my last will and testament, in manner and form, following, revoking, and annulling by these presents all and every testament and testament, will and wills, hereto by me made and declared, either by word or writing, and this to be taken only for my last will and testament and none other. And first being penitent and sorry from ye bottom of my heart for all my sins, past most humbly desiring forgiveness, for ye same, I give and commit my soul unto Almighty God my Savior and Redeemer, in whom and by ye merits of Jesus Christ, I trust and believe assuredly to be saved and to have full remission and forgiveness of all my sins, and that my soul with my body at the general day of resurrection shall rise again with joy, and through ye merits of Christ's death and passion, possess and inherit ye kingdom of heaven, prepared for his elect and chosen. I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'm just going to finish it off by saying this, my last will and testament, item it is, my will and charge to all my children, that they walk in ye fear of ye Lord, and in love and peace towards each other, and endeavor the true performance of this, my last will and testament. Did you get that? And she also signed it, 17th day of December, Anno Domini, who knows what that means? Year of our Lord. Not the year of Buddha, not the year of Mohammed, not the year of Confucius, not the year of atheism, not the year of secularism, not the year of humanism, not the year of evolution, the year of Jesus Christ, Anno Domini. What a fabulous gospel preaching. I've told people in those few minutes that I just read that to you, that's better preaching probably than I've done in 40 years of preaching. And she left that as an inheritance to me and to you. We are her posterity. She left that and she wrote it down so we could read it. Now, there's been a lot of things written down that got burned for fires. People started fires with lots of papers. That still exists in history. Why? Because Jesus Christ wants you to know that. He wanted me to know that. He wants me to know that I am her heir and that I should be preaching the same thing. See, I'm one of those people who refuses to accept status quo Christianity. Many of you out there have been turned off by status quo Christianity. That means like, you know, okay, yeah, I believe, but that's not really important. The Christianity that that woman was declaring in her will is the Christianity that takes away fear. And I ask once again, what are you afraid of? The Lord has said, if you follow him, if you become his sheep, if you are one of his, you never have to be afraid of going into a car wreck. And as one of my dear friends said, you know, he's from New Jersey. He talks with that kind of New Jersey accent. You know, the devil tried to kill the Patriot pastor, but all he killed was a little old red Jeep. I said, that's true, because no power of hell or darkness and no man can snatch Jesus Christ possession. I belong to Jesus. So I'm not talking to you about church. I'm not talking to you about religion. I'm talking to you about following Jesus Christ. I'm talking to you about being saved. I'm talking to you this morning about doing what Scripture says, and you will not have to be afraid of car accidents. You won't have to be afraid of what's going on in the Middle East. You won't have to be afraid of being out of work. You don't have to be afraid of losing money or losing friends, because you will be in the midst of God's will, in the middle of his hand. And I want to tell you, many of you are concerned about liberty. Well, let me tell you something. Liberty depends on you. But we will not have true liberty in this country if people remain in bondage to sin and the ways of the world and not free and following Christ. That's true liberty. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, what does it say there? It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, the converse, the reverse of that, is where the Spirit of the Lord isn't. And let me tell you, there are a lot of people in America who do not want the Spirit of God to come. They don't want the Spirit of God in the White House. They don't want the Spirit of God in the State House. They don't want the Spirit of God in the County House. They don't want the Spirit of God in the courthouse. Well, I got news for them. The Spirit of God will go where the Spirit of God wants to go. And we won't stop him. And let me tell you, he was with me in that ditch. And he encouraged me, he said, no, this isn't heaven and you're not going to die. I was told you're going to die, you're never going to walk again. And this is what I told everyone who said that to me. You don't know Jesus Christ, the Lord that I serve, do you? No power of hell or darkness, no man can snatch me out of his hand. And that promise is not just for me, Garrett Lear, the Patriot pastor. It's for all those who have accepted Christ as their Savior, who are walking with him, who are his sheep. Now, do you have some dreams about what America should be like? I hope you do. Do you have some dreams about what your life should be like? And if dreams birth desires and desires determine destiny, What are your dreams for America? What will tomorrow hold for the next generation of Americans? Well, I can tell you something. I'm asking you to join me, the Patriot Pastor, and the heroes of American liberty. We call ourselves the 21st Century Black Robe Regiment. In other words, the preachers, like in the colonial times, who preached the Word of God, and they weren't afraid of the king. They weren't afraid of the British regulars. They weren't afraid of anything. They just loved the Lord and wanted the people to be set free from that bondage. That's what I'm here for today. And you know, if you go to the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, you'll see etched on it, Leviticus 25:10. Proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's what I'm proclaiming to you, but you'll never know what liberty is until you receive Christ as your Savior. You're just in bondage, and you'll stay there without Him. And that's what I preach to all America. You see, America's been blessed by God, but I'm saying America, bless God. I'm telling everyone here in Newport, you bless God, and the best blessing you can give to God is turn your heart and your life over to Him. Benjamin Franklin, great patriot that he was, said, "This will be the best security for maintaining our liberties, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them, cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins." How true and prophetic that statement. Now, before I pray, I just simply want to say this to you. Some say I am a fool, and this, I say, is true. I'm a fool for Christ, but I ask you, Newport, whose fool are you? Let's pray. Father God Almighty, nothing catches you by surprise. You're God Almighty. You see all. You're always present. You know all, and you have all power. Thank you for sending us your word. And in physical form, Jesus, you are the word of God. And this word today from John chapter 10, particularly in verses 28 and 29, reminding us when we come to Christ and we know Christ is our Savior and we're born again, no power of hell or darkness, no man, no government, no institution, no way of thinking can snatch us out of your hand. And that gives us great confidence. The abundance of your grace. If there be anybody here today who does not know what it is to have that kind of peace in Christ, we declare today is the day of their salvation. We thank you for giving us that opportunity to pray with them. We thank you, Lord, that we have this green, this wonderful day, a prayer tent, so nobody has to be embarrassed or anything, but we do pray that everyone here who knows Christ will be glad to declare publicly, as I say now, I am a born-again Christian. I love Jesus with all my heart. And that is my prayer for each and every one of us, those that have come to know you, Lord, and are saved, and those who are lost. And we know it's only one of two things. You're either found or you're lost. And we thank you, and as always, we like to say, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I also finish my presentations across the country with my love for my native land of America. Someone has stolen my country, and I want her back. I didn't sell her, I didn't give her away, and I want her back now. Amen.